With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz, seizing two of them. The intensification of Iran's assault on shipping in a waterway crucial to global energy, of course, raising concerns around the world. Despite that, the financial markets are doing well because of domestic corporate earnings. President Trump took part in a marathon Bible reading event last night as he joined other Christians in reading a passage of Scripture during an event live stream from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
Then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified.
The president's appearance via video was pre-recorded in the Oval Office. That reading includes the entire Bible from famous verses to less well-known passages. The FAA says it plans to upgrade outdated air traffic and safety systems over just a three-year span.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave an update after Congress approved $12.5 billion to get it started.
Our people deserve the most technologically advanced air traffic control system. And that's what we are going to deliver.
If it's successful, the overhaul would cut down on delays and cancellations and add more capacity, replacing aging radars, radios, and networks.
That is Donna Warder reporting. Democrats have moved one step closer to taking the closely divided U.S. House in the fall. Virginians narrowly voting yesterday for new congressional maps.
Democrats Barack Obama and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries were among those pushing for the measure, which gives Democrats 10 congressional districts and Republicans just one. It passed by a rounded 51-49% as Northern Virginia votes for the new map overwhelmed a strong downstate turnout against it. But this is not yet the final word. A redistricting challenge is on the Virginia Supreme Court's emergency docket. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
This is SRN News. Christians living in the United Kingdom are concerned, and Michael Harrington explains why.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Alliance, most believers feel relatively confident in their religious freedom under British law, but they also see the culture turning away from the faith and wonder what it will mean for the future. A lot of Christians say they don't feel comfortable expressing their beliefs on social issues anymore. The Alliance says, quote, "This tension between objective freedoms and subjective experience sits at the heart of this report." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court will hear from Catholic preschools that say it's unconstitutional to exclude them from a state-funded program because they won't admit the children of gay couples. It's the latest religious freedom case for the conservative majority court. The case being brought by Colorado's St. Mary Catholic Parish and the Archdiocese of Denver with support from the Trump administration. The schools argue Colorado is violating their religious rights. This is SRN News. The wife of a U.S. Army sergeant being held at an immigration detention facility in El Paso, Texas, says her arrest comes now amid signs that the Trump administration is dialing back some of its leniency toward immigrant family members of military personnel and the veterans, as well as members of their family. And Jose Serrano is an active duty soldier who served three tours in Afghanistan. Immigration agents arrested his wife on April 14th. President Trump's court battle over the $400 million White House East Wing ballroom cast some light on an underground bunker at the site. Secrecy surrounding the White House security makes details hard to come by, but the bunker emerged recently in the administration's court battle against the National Trust for Historic Preservation. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by 231 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.